You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
Everybody look at the back of your sheets and see if you can find equipment to be like the, it should say money at the bottom.
Why?
It doesn't have a name.
I have
says
wealth.
Money.
You do not, but...
That's the end of the yours.
That's right. Are you? Yeah,
I thought Becky was.
He said, look at the other
the side. The top side does not have a name. Anybody has a top side on the back of your sheet that doesn't have a name except for it. Nope. Okay.
So somewhere else.
Got completely lost. Okay, I have it. I put it in there with the printer.
It'll take care of you one way or another. I don't know what that does.
Tibba, right?
Correct.
You're yeah. Printing it. I can go get it.
You just need to really get that off. Yeah.
Not expect that spell DJ.
Assume these are humans unless it's specified?
Yep, all humans.
I'm assuming I don't need
you will before we're through. Well, you will for like the first minute and then before we're through. Okay. Here we are. Okay. I got it.
There's extra equipment on the bottom of my character that doesn't start on 10. And information.
Yeah, that's what happened. It got put, it's in the wrong place.
You just want to cut it off?
Not, but it's not on the bottom because hers is actually above yours. So. So it actually goes this down to here.
So it's not like the Minecraft overview.
Played a party last night and Bob told us, yeah, I added the special magic spell effects table. So we'll drop down menu, take like different spell
and
effects and stuff. It shows up on roll 20. So everybody's just spamming, like all kinds of testing everything out.
Well, he mentioned it, but I never
so much that it bogged his computer down.
He's like,
it took like 2-3 minutes.
He's like, I'm taking that away. And I was like, nobody tell Calvin about that. We'll never, like, take it away.
Please.
Yeah. Like, we'll,
that'll just be the session.
Yeah.
It is really cool.
Yeah. It's a nice effect.
It doesn't bother my
like mine, it's, it kept the little ring around.
My old computer bogged down with the dynamic lighting. Back.
Okay.
Yeah, let me
so.
Use that dynamic lighting.
These are not there, James. Sorry. That's...
Information at the bottom actually mine, though?
Yeah, you
yes. Okay. Everything else is I just marked off the stuff that you don't have.
Gotcha.
It's,
have
the,
on
it's from the dynamic.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Windows 8.
That kind of makes sense.
I only use it for... Yeah.
That's just curious. By today's standard.
Yes. If the T isn't crossed, I don't know why it would be supposed to be not crossed.
No, it's astrological.
I was concerned it was astrological.
Yeah, because yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Well, it depends on how much your character actually is.
Right? That's true. You could be just going with it. All right.
Because you could consider people in the government to be politicans.
Oh.
I think the spell choice is wrong for theirs.
Can I
see? Oh, no, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just,
you mean,
if I were learning a spell with one of the traits, I wouldn't have learned sleep.
Maybe you didn't have a choice. Maybe you didn't have a choice.
I have no idea.
Cool.
I just know it's going to die really, really fast.
Sleep is one of the best
I know. I've got 3 hit points. Like, it's going to die really, really fast.
Don't get hit.
Sleep is arguably the strongest personal spell.
Yes, it is. Arguably the strongest spell per level.
Don't get hit. I have an AC 10, bro.
You do.
I think
you have. I have more than you.
You've been playing high-level characters far too long.
Sorry.
I've played all different types of
AC
characters.
AC 10, based on peasant rags and hope.
No, when I... All
right, here we go. Let me do the devotional real quick. 1 Corinthians 2:15 is the verse some of you may recognize. It says, but he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. Appraising a thing means taking a look at it, determining its value, and I suppose determining whether we want it in our lives or not. At the same time as we learn to appraise everything in our lives, according to the standards of the Lord, this verse reminds us that we are not appraised by anyone else. God alone sets the standard, and it becomes a standard that we attempt to live by, and ultimately, eternally, are successful in living by. At the same time, as we have become an appraiser, we have become free from appraisal for the same reason, because God alone sets the standard. As men of God or women of God, we need to take a hard look at anything that comes into our lives and determine whether or not God means for us to partake or participate. The fact that we know that there is a standard that God has set and that through God's Holy Spirit we are living according to that standard daily, even should we make an occasional mistake, frees us from any standards of men. Interestingly enough, while we are now in the position of appraising everything, this verse also reminds us that we are not in the position of appraising ourselves. No godly man or woman would ever steal that position from God. It is his judgment, and even while we exercise our best understanding to apply his appraisal, we must not become a judge of ourselves. Let us not allow the world system or the evil or our own flesh to trick us into turning that appraisal on ourselves. We serve a living God, and thus we cannot lose, but the victory is actually his. And that is our devotional for the day. Now, whence last we broke the party in total. Everyone was there except for Millie.
In total.
Was following the advisor to Lord Heronius, to the demigod Heronius, who was willing to show the party locations of possible portals off of Ravenloft and so on. What had previously been arranged, and which gets us to the moment that we would actually break, was Taya was supposed to look for an opportunity to discreetly examine him through the Sword of Truth, her Scimitar of Truth, which she did. While the party was in the master hall, not far from the map room, she found a time where to kind of, from behind or whatever, look at him through the Sword of Truth. And when she did, she sort of gasped a little bit like this at what she saw, which caused everyone to look, including him. It was quite clear then that he saw that she was looking at him through the Sword of Truth. Now, what that looks like is basically, you know, looking through a semi-translucent blade spectrum. Image, that kind of thing. And in that moment, the look on his face, for those of you who are intuitive, you can decide based on your own wisdom score whether or not you can interpret the look on his face, was that of one who was caught red-handed. At which point in time, he begins to metamorphose into a large white dragon and breathes 240 points of breath weapons down the hallway across the party.
Bro.
What?
Okay. And then the scene cuts away.
I have a bunch.
And the scene cuts away. No, this is not combat. This is way later. There's no shots.
There's time between.
Yes. Okay.
This was after negotiations and walking around the hallways for a while. It was at the end of the session. So, all right. The scene cuts away, and we see Tibba the Seer sitting on the edge of the lake. The castle is in the background, all aglow. You can see guards on the walls, banners flying the sky, a night sky with the green and the pale of the horizon in the distance. A breeze blows across the lake and whips at Tibba's clothing. A silhouette of a figure walks up behind her. And she's gazing at the midnight reflections in the water. And that figure is... Everyone roll a d20.
One
for me.
14.
Two.
Five. Highest roll.
17.
Anybody higher than 17? Okay, that figure is, yes, Mira the Smith. Okay, when people collect up, we'll give basic descriptions so you can have a mental image of what's going on. So you're walking up behind your friend, Tibba the Seer. You know that this is the meeting place where all of you have met frequently, at least weekly, for probably a year. And all of you are young, varying social class, and living in the castle. The outer keep, in any case, okay? You're just coming to meet your friends. No agenda, really, okay? But you do notice as you walk up that Tibba, which is not uncommon, seems to be deep in thought. That's just the two of you. So Tibba looks like...
Young girl, fairly jeans, fairly short, maybe not gaunt, but definitely thin, wearing robes of whatever color nation, I don't know. Where we are. So I don't can't say the color, but I guess we'll just go with gray.
Yep, gray's good.
Gray robes. Hair's a little unkempt maybe, but
could just be Nicole. And Mira the Smith. Actually, you can do it either way. If your gender is not listed on the page, you can make it male or female, your choice, even regardless of the name. But Tibba.
Too late.
Tibba is a female. Yes,
Mira is a
young
man with black hair.
Has a forge apron with some forging implements such as tongs and two hammers, one of which is a little oversized. Also wears gloves where the tips are a bit burnt.
Did you walk around with all of your forge equipment on?
No.
Such
as iron tongs and metal vial, a
couple hammers. So he brings his work implements home.
Yep. That's pretty much all.
Never leave the implements of your livelihood alone.
And there's a warhammer. He has a warhammer.
Okay.
What are you, dwarves?
So dozens of times before, the group is sat watching the sailboats across the lake. Usually somebody brings something to drink or a snack, not always. And basically you talk about what you might do in the keep or what trouble you might get into or somebody's, you know, scheme to raise money or rumors that people heard. The only person that doesn't fit real well into your group is Fenn. No one's really sure how Fenn became part of the group. He's pretty much a commoner. He's pretty crafty, but other than that, he just keeps showing up, and none of you ever would invite him per se, but whenever the group comes, he's always here. Just one of those, kind of like, he knows when the meetings are even though no one's telling him or inviting him.
Oh, a leech.
Yeah, kind of like that. But I mean, he's personable enough. Okay.
It makes me want to just invite him for that sheer fact.
There you go. Okay. All right. Do either of you say or do anything as you are collecting on the shore of the lake?
I had another one come in today. I had to use the big hammer.
Oh.
My apologies, Mira. I hadn't noticed that you were here yet.
Sorry.
That's all right. Sorry. What did you say?
I was just saying, somebody tried to come in to talk me down on price, and I had to use the negotiation hammer.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad you're getting use of it.
Thanks for getting it for me.
Of course. My pleasure.
Don't fall in the hole.
I'm afraid I've lost track of time. Are you early, or are the others late?
Probably a little bit of both. I know I'm on time.
What time of day is it?
10 p.m. roughly. The work day is over. It's basically the understanding is whenever you plan your next meeting, you'll meet when everyone's work is done.
Please, come sit.
You're pleased to be second because there are three kind of rock surfaces that almost kind of serve as chairs. She's not sitting in one of them because she's sitting closer down to the water. But being second means you can pick the best chair. Tibba the Seer. So we have Tibba the Seer and Mira the Smith so far.
Did this just happen?
Yes, like about an hour ago. The vision.
Yeah.
And definitely playing on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, we're going to go around the table counterclockwise from here. Ron? Oh, it was you. I thought it was me.
Griff, the merchant, is dressed in... Anyways, dressed in dark browns with a blue tunic underneath a leather jerkin. It's about 5.5 feet tall, maybe around 120, 130 pounds. Young. I don't know how young the rest of you are, but I'm in my teens. Carries a side satchel on him. There you go.
Okay. So you see that Mira and Tibba have arrived first, basically. And you did see a silhouette of someone walking along the shore 100 yards or so out to your left as you're coming up behind the two of them. So you think another one of your group is arriving as well.
And do I know the point of this meeting?
It's a hanging out meeting. As I said, this is basically the party comes together. They talk about scuttlebutt in the palace, how they could make money, recent rumors, that kind of thing. Just think of teens finding a way to get away, basically.
Evening? Sure is.
Just under 60 degrees outside. The air is cool and fresh. No clouds, of course. It's rainlocked. There are a half dozen sailboats on the lake. The fishing fleet is along the far right-hand shore, which is basically a bunch of rowboats. And they're dropping nets and pulling them up. So there's activity to watch. But the water where you are is basically unstirred except by the breeze and an occasional ripple that's big enough to make it this far from one of the boats. This is a time of peace, prosperity. Castle, again, is occupied by roughly 2,000 to 2,500 people, of which you are familiar with a few dozen of them, personally in one way or another. None of you have a direct contact to anybody that's royalty. All of you are considered relatively low social class, so you wouldn't be able to talk to people above your station. Okay. Alicia, next.
Bless of the Rogue. Mid-teens, a little less than average height, skinny, studded leather armor, amber eyes, gold leather, long hair.
Okay.
Vesta.
Vesta, with a V.
She climbing trees and jumping branches.
No trees, but rocks. You can do rocks.
Yeah, jumping from rock.
Someone's Galaxy Watch just connected to my Wi-Fi. So you basically know each other's abilities as far as your roles in the palace and also what you can kind of do. No one's a surprise, basically. It's in your name. You are a magic user apprentice.
Okay.
That's what you are.
I doubt I would have my light crossbow here with me.
Sure. Yeah, you can carry it around. Nothing illegal about it.
I also have a light crossbow.
Teenager.
Who are you again?
Griff or the Merchant?
Griff the Merchant.
Griff the Griffin. It's funny that you're the Merchant.
Okay. Sherry?
I'm the Hunter. She's pearly teen. I have a chocolate mane, brown hair, brown eyes, fur lined cloak, long bow. Wood and then the wood.
Okay. So now there are four.
Five.
Sorry, Bank King. Now there are five.
Wait, one of you is not real.
So far, no one has brought snacks or drinks. So
who's supposed to bring snacks?
I'm not sure, though.
I brought
I'm not hungry.
I guess it's up to the three of us to carry this home.
Tibba. I forgot the merchant's name. Griff. That's right. I should remember that one because there's Griff the movie, which is actually a really good movie.
Vessa.
Tharn.
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 Like Thorn, but with a TH.
Tharn. I had Arn. Like Arn Anderson.
But... yeah.
Okay.
You can call him whatever you want.
So the assuming that those who came more recently take the three good rock positions, seeing that those are all consumed now, so the late comers won't get one.
Couldn't have been late.
Tommy.
Jarn, the fighter. Chainmail, longsword, labeled Miss with one S, and Judy, J-O-O-D-I. Miss Judy. And no, he's bad at selling. He comes in and he's got a. He's got a fairly stocky background on him too. And he walks and he goes, "I brought snacks," and kind of slams it on the floor.
See,
it's like a burlap bag, full of lumpy stuff.
Hearty. And I open it up and I grab a handful of jerky.
Very young looking. Pass them around. You can pick yourself out in the picture if you want.
Rip piece of jerky from
maybe.
Steve.
Maybe. Try.
There's only two.
That might be.
Yeah. There's only two. We have to share.
Wearing a
leather jerkin. Leather jerkin should be kind of obvious. I don't know. I didn't have time to parse the picture, so.
The heck is a leather jerkin?
It's like a apron.
Yeah, I don't think I'm picking myself out of there.
Yeah, me neither.
It's clothes, but it's a chick.
I mean, there's no glitter in this.
Again,
at all.
They may be considered female.
That's the rogue.
As far as
I think this
picture generation
is you.
Really?
That's him.
The kid's like seven.
Some of them look very young.
This kid's like five.
People do sometimes look young. There are no fives. The youngest character is 13, so.
Well,
the picture is
here. That makes I'm probably the small one in the front.
I'm assuming I'm the one with the book, but it doesn't have any glitter on it.
Yes, I'm sure it probably is. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely you. Yep.
I don't see any
probably glittered on the front. No crossbows.
Once I'm done eating my...
Which one's Griff?
The big one in the back, probably? Or no, sorry.
I think it's the little one in the front.
I do, too.
That's the jerkin, but I guess it was supposed to be...
Anybody else 5.5 feet tall?
I'm not 5 foot tall. Or I'm 5 foot tall, so I'm not.
See, I'm only...
But Vessa's obvious. I can pick out
Vessa. I'm only 5'2", but I look... Very tall.
I reckon Jarn. You're probably Jarn siblings.
Who's the old one?
The old one, the female with the probably the.
Do you have a dagger?
No. Scarlet's all white cross crush of pepper butter.
Yep. How did you make this picture today, AI?
Yeah.
Probably just got it wrong.
I don't think.
I'm the one who came
here. Good luck.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because you don't actually have to pick yourself out. It's just a fun activity. That's what the group looks like when all assembled. Okay. Maggie's character shows up.
Assuming it's LZ.
Yep. LZ, the magic user apprentice.
Yeah. Typical Meiji type person. Her
it's the only way I like
it. Hair is in a very nice braid with a glittery, shiny ribbon. Green eyes. I went with auburn hair because there's nothing on there.
Cool.
Wearing like cerulean blue robes.
Most people know that she has a spell book that's glittered up.
Yeah.
She's fond of glitter.
Yeah. Glitter loving. Okay. I have two traits, and one of them is glitter loving.
And not far behind her comes Nolo the Boatswain. Everybody knows that. What?
Is it Boatswain or is it Boatswain?
Boatswain.
Nolo the Boatswain.
Boatswain.
Boatswain. Boatswain is different.
Oh.
Boatswain is way different. Yeah. Boatswain is loudmouth people who tell people what to do. And
in charge, Boatswains work small boats.
Yep. Coxswain also works small boats, but they tend to be like the...
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
More advanced, like leadership. Okay, anyway, Nolo is, surprise, a little older, maybe 15, 16 years old, sea green eyes, brownish hair, carries a cutlass. he also has, he almost always has a coil of tarred rope with him wherever he goes, and a marlin spike. Not particularly strong, but stronger than average. Not particularly quick on his feet, but quicker than average. And kind of fun-loving. If he was wealthy enough, he'd probably spend a lot of time drinking and dining. A little cheeky. You know that he jokes a lot. A little cocky. Okay? So, everyone has gathered. Nolo did walk up. Occasionally, he has brought a boat, but he did not tonight. In fact, he's even probably taken you out on the boat, those of you who would be interested in so occasionally, from this meeting, but not tonight.
I have this jerky on.
Oh, you got...
Sharpening Miss Judy.
You got some jerky.
Yeah.
I'm glad I brought me extra teeth.
You have extra teeth.
What?
For the jerky.
You have extra teeth?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I've known you a year now, and I didn't know you had extra teeth. Did you lose some?
I'm sure I mentioned it a few months ago when we had jerky. You don't remember?
My grandma had extra teeth. Is it kind of like that?
Maybe that was the night you missed. You've missed like one night in a year and a half. And they keep bringing it up like it's always the night that you missed.
It's very possible. I would not doubt it.
No, I don't think so. Because the night that you missed, I think we had rum and cakes.
A lot happened that night.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Not a good idea to miss.
I don't remember that night.
I keep being told that.
The jerky is very salty.
I'm afraid I had a mild plague. You're welcome.
Mm.
And I think I've gone over this several times.
Was it the trips to the bathroom plague? I had that one once.
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Okay.
I think it would be out of place.
Okay. We always talk about plagues on the boat.
That good boat talk.
Well, that way, everybody that's talking about plagues probably doesn't have a plague. You know what I'm saying?
I had a cousin who died of that plague once.
The dip, the potty plague?
Yes.
That's terrible. Sorry to hear it.
He's really crappy.
Did the eternal rest him?
I assume so.
I hope so.
You're a large baked potatoes left over than anybody wants.
I'll claim one. That joke was crass.
It wasn't. Who made a joke?
I'm Finn.
Did I miss the joke?
Finn. He said it was crappy.
Finn, the expert.
What was crappy?
That his cousin had died.
Whatever plague you're talking about.
This is crappy. He's right.
I read. No,
but also kind of crass. She's right, too. How long ago did he die?
Like normal.
Whose cousin was it? Sure. Your cousin? Your cousin?
You're my cousin.
My cousin.
How long ago did he die?
Weren't you here 3 minutes ago when I first mentioned it?
I was. Did you say how long ago he died?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. How long ago did he die?
Years ago.
Oh, it's not too soon then. It's okay. I had a stepsister died last week. Whole family's joking about it.
That's terrible.
What kind of jokes they make?
Death is becoming a lot more common these days.
Death is common everywhere.
Is it? Darn. Thought I could get away from it, maybe.
Put that hope from your mind, but I suggest you treat it with a little more respect.
What, death?
Yes. We all die. Would you want people joking about you days after your death?
Oh, definitely. Shall I write down some jokes, just in case?
No, I got you.
I've seen your spelling.
I ain't gonna write them down. I'm just gonna say them.
Oh, you're gonna tell the jokes.
Yeah.
But I can count on you.
I'm Mr. Dependable.
I'd like to talk about something else now.
Me too. What'd you have in mind?
Not sure.
Did you see that new elven contingent that came in?
Well, I avoid the elves. They're intriguing, but just so distant.
What if they're bringing in business?
I think so. They never seem to have a shortage of money.
They always bring business. You just need to know how to talk to them.
I couldn't imagine. You speak Elvish.
I speak money.
Money's a language?
It is if you have enough of it.
I don't have it. I don't have enough.
And I'm trying to get some more of it.
How's business been, by the way?
A little slow. Yeah. A lot of people dying lately.
Back to bed. Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm afraid morale is low.
I understand. It always does when the table's like this.
Well, we've exhausted our beginning small talk.
We haven't even talked about the weather yet.
Oh, please.
How was the weather?
It's great. Steady wind. Cool.
You're not there yet.
It pulls the sweat right off.
I don't think we introduced Jake.
Somebody showed up.
Oh, is he the guy that always, like...
He's not here yet.
Okay. Like, then always...
Yeah.
He's always here.
He's the guy that's always, like,
invited. Even though himself. He's never invited.
He inserts himself. That's what I'm trying to
do. I'm surprised you didn't take your boat in.
Nice night like this.
Yeah, I could have. I mean, did anybody want to go for a ride? I could still get it.
I think we're all right.
It's not super easy. I mean, I have to row it down the shore. It's cool. Oars back. It's only about a mile away, though.
So, I have another.
Do you? Will you be banging?
Have I ever told you I envy your profession?
No.
So, I don't mean this to be rude. It's so simple. A noble pursuit. Yes. Wow, he's stretching my brain doing what I do. Just wish I could bang on a piece of metal for a couple hours.
How to play, what do you do?
He's a seer.
Sister, open your mind.
What is he?
I'd be careful calling an art form simple.
Just because it is simple doesn't mean it's not art. Doesn't mean it's not beautiful.
I've known lots of craftsmen that poured their lives into their artwork and their art form. It would not take too kindly to calling it simple.
I'll keep that in mind.
The merchant would have to have a good rapport with the craftsmen.
Okay. Makes sense. I suppose one day I
know. Prices down that way.
Saw Zilla earlier this evening, bringing back a deer, I think. Zilla is Tharn's hunting partner. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows that, and Tharn, of course, is close with her.
Tharn's here, I'm assuming, sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody but Fenn is here.
Right there.
What's up with that, Tharn? Where were you?
Could have brought us some deer. What do you call that? The
Venison.
Deer meat?
Venison.
Venison. Come to think of it, I might have had some...
Venison.
Right before the last time I had dip, the potty disease.
Full time he's.
Oh dear.
Full time he's sharpening his
little. See, that one was not crass.
I bet you Zilla would share some of that meat if she didn't sell it.
Where is she?
Are we in the woods?
You're on the shore of the lake outside the castle. There is no woods, really. There's a small copse on one side of the lake, but it's not here.
Well, where would you want to get the deer?
I usually hunt across the countryside, basically.
Are there, like, little to no trees in Raymond?
There are trees, but just not near the castle or the keep.
I'm just going to sit cross-legged.
Probably because they all got cut down to build the keep.
Oh, Zilla keeps having success like that. Maybe we should invite him or her.
It's a her.
Maybe we should invite her to the group.
I mean, she's pretty friendly.
I could go for some venison.
Although rumor has it, she owes Zan Bray money.
My master says a lion's first pride should always be his only.
Lion's first pride should almost always be his only. Your master says things like that. That might be why you're so smart.
Well, she either says them or makes me read the books that they come from.
Makes a lot of sense. Because then you learn stuff and then you make us all look bad.
Doesn't mean to make you look bad?
Not all of us.
Not on purpose. Yeah, not her. She looks good.
We all have our own goals.
When it comes to smarts.
Not everybody can be good at everything.
Yes, I could never use a boat.
Sure you could. It's not even hard. I could teach you. It'd take an hour.
But you'd have to teach me. And I don't have an hour. Between this and 12 hours a day of reading books with fanciful sayings about lions and prides.
Yes, and then you regurgitate it to us.
What else am I supposed to talk about? It's all that's in my head.
Also, I did notice that your biceps are about as big around as my pinky. So I don't think the boat would move very fast. Then again, with your charming demeanor, you could probably recruit a crew.
That's exactly my point.
I'd serve with you.
See, monster potato.
I wouldn't even need to learn. Not with friends like this.
Somebody's still got to be in charge.
I have my nose down on that book.
Avoid violence.
Okay. The purple sequins on the front of her book are sparkling in the moonlight, except there's no moonlight.
I'm going to rummage through the burlap sack for something to snack on.
Okay.
What else is in the burlap sack?
Salty beef jerky. Anything else?
Nope. Your options are very salty jerky.
Your options are salty beef jerky.
Yep.
That's your option. Salty beef jerky or...
Yarn is a simple man.
Salty beef jerky.
Yeah. I pull out an apple.
Thank you. Exactly what I was looking for.
Hey, you got more?
Woo-hoo! I'll brush the glitter off it before I eat it.
It's not like
an apple.
Wouldn't waste glitter on
this
that.
This looks exactly like an apple.
Those are for the horses.
Let's see.
I don't have any horses.
How do you keep the glitter from your spell book? It is covered in glitter, yes.
The outside.
But I feel as if when writing a spell, the glitter would get in the way.
It's only on the outside.
Hey.
But glitter sheds everywhere.
No, it doesn't when you create the proper...
Has anybody seen Fenn?
No.
Who?
Long time ago.
Fenn. You know, the guy always stands in the back.
No.
Just last time he was
comes up every time. Hey, he's here every time. He's always here.
Don't know what you're talking about.
How do you not know?
Maybe he has that disease.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he got dipped in
They do say that it strikes peasants more than anyone
attention.
Else.
You kind of miss Judy the sharpest.
You do not drink the clean water most times. And they do not cook their food all the way.
They don't?
No, never.
Well, they'll often run out of wood.
They should salt it if they're not going to cook it.
Well, they can't afford the salt.
Oh.
I kind of used it all on the jerky.
I should get more money so I can give it to the poor.
Dan, my hand, like, mindlessly goes down and grips my throat.
Okay.
Anyways, you see, you create this solvent that sticks it to the book so it doesn't go everywhere.
Maybe he's not coming.
So?
He could be dead.
Well, luckily he wasn't in charge of snacks.
Maybe he's
I don't
just
think anyone was in charge of snacks.
Or maybe he picked up a lucrative pickpocketing business.
I don't think he's a thief. If he is, he's not very good at it. You see the clothes he wears? Okay, at this point, you walk up.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, hi, Ben. We were just wondering where you were.
Sorry, I guess that's bad.
Just lost track of time a little bit.
How simple are you?
Well, see, be nice.
I'm just... That's like every day.
They spend no time reading or learning. He has other pursuits.
Too many things to stab. Too many swords to sharpen.
I mean, you have to have some sense. You that like
you know,
must
if
be
you
some
keep sharpening
memory.
That, you're going to damage its edge, right?
I can read.
Fine.
You can?
I mean, my name at least.
And then I'll have to bring it to me.
That's pretty good.
I can write my name, too. I don't have to make a mark.
Wow. Good for you. Who taught you?
Hold on. It's coming to me. Yorin. Yorin Stone. She used to babysit us when I was growing up. She also used to babysit Mira. You remember being babysat by her as well.
Oh, but yeah. How's she doing?
No idea. Maybe she died.
Do you know where she went?
All I brought was salty beef jerky.
I think she was a mage's apprentice.
Fine. Can I have some?
It was like crunch an apple.
Or
maybe
grapes.
A seer.
Wow. Seers don't often have time for babysitting.
Well, she wasn't.
Give you a piece of the salty jerky and
was babysat
grapes.
By her.
I don't think it's beef. I'll take it.
And people do have a life outside their
whatever.
Studies.
I don't know what it is.
Some people.
Whatever. And we're having one right now.
I suppose that's true. She could have babysat you from 10 to 11:30.
I devour the grapes and hide them.
I hereby commit to all of you that when I become awesome, I will not forget you.
You sound nice. When's that going to be?
I don't know. I'm working on it. I don't have a good plan yet. It's kind of in the early stages.
You should always have a plan.
Yeah. We always say that we got
to
get.
It's really important to be to mean what you say.
Committed.
Yeah.
If you don't have a plan, you're just floating through life. What's the point?
Floating is good. You don't have to row when you're floating.
He does boats. If you're in a boat.
Yeah.
His job.
Which I often am.
Sometimes it's just better not to think
about it. What happens when a wave comes by?
I'm drawing a pattern on one of the rocks.
Okay.
What happens when a wave comes by?
You got to row. If you don't want to go, the wave pushes you, you got to row.
Right. So you're constantly fighting against everything surrounding you.
Yeah. Of course, I'm a coxswain. I'm a boat swain on this lake.
Yeah, great.
No big waves.
If we have a plan.
No tide.
And you're not floating in nothingness. You have a plan, you have a purpose for life, then you don't have to worry about fighting against everything around.
But, Griff, if you're not floating, how will you go?
So fun.
I don't go in boats. But
what
he
do
does
you do?
Go in boats. Are we talking about boats, still?
We all have something we do in the castle.
I think we've talked about several things in a row.
I think we're talking about boats.
I mean, I'll
I got that one.
Get things for people.
Pretty sure that ship has sailed.
I'll clean out horse stalls. I'll pretty much anything anybody will let me do.
So, boats.
I'm drawing wave patterns on the rock.
Okay, awesome.
Got to chip in and help feed the family.
Did you guys get to see this? Did you pass that around so Jerry could?
That's a squad.
I'm a magic user.
That's really impressive. You've got to be smart.
They're 10 in the picture, too. So the kid, this young guy is probably not one of you. That's probably the thing. It's like somebody's little brother.
That's the cousin that died from.
I mean, most of my burdens are pretty heavy.
That's the cousin
that died. Yeah. Aw, he's cute. And now he's dead.
He looks like you're dying.
It's mostly because of...
How old is the oldest?
15.
And she looks around. She smooths past you, because you're probably the only one that's at my level. And
I'm big, tall, fighter.
And then looks back at you.
Understand, Fen, that it is a difficult thing when one is very knowledgeable to not make others feel less than.
Oh, doesn't matter. I know I'm less than. But I ate yesterday, I'm eating today. These are good things.
Those are good things.
Yeah, that's where a lack of a plan will get you.
That's why I hid the jerky.
Secret plan. I like it.
That's for tomorrow. Just in case.
I take out an orange. Oh, that doesn't hurt. And start peeling an orange.
How did you get all that fruit?
She's imagining it.
I can't give away my secrets.
So anything good happened for you today?
Oh, I had to use
it. Would you like a piece of my lunch?
Actually, thank you.
Kept you know, technically, if you tell us, they're no longer secrets. You're still keeping our secrets.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Elsie, have you ever had like a dream where you were awake?
Ooh, I have those sometimes while I'm on duty.
Wait. It's not a daydream.
Not a daydream.
No, never mind. I think I was sleeping.
Pretty
Go
sure
ahead.
I'm awake in my dreams, otherwise I wouldn't remember them.
I only have night dreams.
Elsie.
We're the only two people that know what that means here.
Nine wisdom. Nine intelligence, eight wisdom. That
was wisdom.
It's kind of what I...
If I'm not awake in my dreams, I won't remember them. Hello?
Wise and snarky.
That's okay. Anyway.
Although I'm not prepared for that.
A time or two?
I do it, you know, it's one of the things that a seer does, but most of mine are short and fragmented. I had quite the vision today.
About?
Hey, isn't your sister's name Quinn?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
I saw her this afternoon. I took supplies down to the vault, and she was working down there.
A big white one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they got that big.
They get quite massive.
I was keeping my nose clean because there was a bunch of...
reliefs,
high, like fancy people.
In the castle.
You like my sister?
Must have been.
I'm assuming it's before time.
Three carts.
I can ask my parents to make an introduction to your master.
Winter. I think she's like winter.
15 now. They're trying to find a way to get her married.
And then there were these shadowy figures.
And I mean, you're on your way up.
And they're gangly, and these coins that seem like humans hadn't forged them, like maybe the gods.
So she was working in the castle, you said?
It's so strange.
Uh-huh. Down in the vaults.
You know, I have visions sometimes.
I had to take some supplies. Now there's quite a few of us. They're making something. Maybe even, like
my master says, I've seen glimpses of other planes.
Forge.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of days in the future, but this was the future.
Not today, but you know that they do that sometimes, like when they're making weaponry or something like that. But
that's what she said it was.
Is a little bit abnormal.
She says,
like out in the caverns.
But nothing like this has ever happened in the past,
especially in a wartime.
I'm confident that it was this castle. It had to be. It looked the same.
You do have a friend. Teresa Greaves, who
said
works in
the only way that could happen.
Proper for
in the future.
Bigger serves the royals, that kind of thing. You're more working out.
Very strange.
Like a smithy type thing.
I hate to tell you what I dream about.
And you could ask.
Did she get that far in the future?
If she
never. Odds never are before, she anyways.
Does know like what's going on with the royals.
At least I don't think so.
Master.
Some of the things I've seen are almost nonsensical. I mean, a man buying a beer.
I'll have to ask Scripture about that.
A tree falling in a forest.
A dancing cookie?
Did it make sound?
No, not yet. It did. But
Actually, the question's answered.
I might have made up the sound because it sounded a little strange. I don't usually hear in my visions. I guess it's happened.
What are we talking about again?
We're talking about a vision that she had.
I had quite the vision today.
A vision. She
of a time in the future.
She ate something funny and had a dream.
Oh, no.
That's not what happens.
I hadn't eaten.
A dream like that, of course you ate something weird.
It wasn't a dream. It was a vision.
It's
always mushrooms. It's always
mushrooms. How can you be so narrow-minded of this?
Yeah, stay away from mushrooms next time.
Also, if you
don't I think I had mushrooms. Before I had dip the potty disease.
Yes, that happens sometimes. She's sitting here talking about the future, like she saw it in front of her face. How is that possible?
Well, she's a seer.
How is this possible?
That's what she does.
And I can't sleep on it.
Oh no.
So the unfortunate, powerful nature of sleep is
there
is no sleep.
It's also who's all sitting
it's
in my
also
area of effect.
It is. So do you want to try not to hit?
Yes, I just want to do him.
Just like
you're an apprentice. Yeah. Let's see how that works.
So I'm assuming she's treating me as an enemy.
Yes, apparently. Okay. You can't sleep on your own. You fall asleep.
Okay.
LZ.
How do things like that happen?
We've been over this. There are ways to prove that magic is real without casting it on our friends.
Why is he
Why is he snoring?
You wake up. She wakes you up.
Okay. The glitter makes me sneeze.
The glitter is adhered.
Yeah, I think it's your glitter.
Yeah, it's all it's here, all right.
If you let me sneeze, if you let me sleep, I'd sneeze and wake up. It wouldn't work very well with me.
We'll have to get after
him. Don't sit near me.
I just lost the glitter. Got you!
Right into the bag.
I think he stole the bag and stashed it away.
No, I don't think I got the whole bag. I just got one piece.
I gave him, some.
I don't want to
pay. I'm not a thief.
Yeah.
So, by any chance, could this vision equate to, you know, a little coin in the purse? Does it show where there might be treasure?
Or who's going to win the rat race?
No.
Chicken fights? Cockfights?
I mean, to you, probably not much at all. I'm not even sure it's of much use to me now.
Why can't you dream about some future business deal that I might have?
But what if
who's going to win the rat race?
You do have a sense of urgency, like it's important. You remember the last words.
This future does come to pass. I've got a dream today.
What did you see?
An enormous white dragon.
We weren't listening before because he was talking about some important things.
In the raptors
things.
Of the keep, the
See?
Castle.
Nonsense.
And
but we promised to be less.
There has to be some interpretation.
Distracted if you
it
want
to
tell
to
the story
be literal.
Again.
There was a large white dragon.
She's telling the story again.
The largest thing I've ever seen, and it was perched in kind of like the raptors, the upper halls of the castle, and
As I looked up at it, it opened its mouth and it breathed. I mean, its mouth had to be three carts wide. It was massive. And it breathed, and it was as if winter overtook the castle all at once. Snow and ice and destruction. And I got the distinct feeling of death, like somebody had died, like their heart had stopped. And then from there I saw... Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
And then from there I saw... these heroes, I think they were heroes. They looked like adventurers, well armed, weapons and staves and armor, and they were caught in the winter, and then the castle came down, the ceiling crashed, and then black, and then I saw this gangly hand, long gray fingers, and it was like sweeping its hand over something, either as if it was like treasuring it or to show me, and there was this chest, and in it were these coins, which I guess there was coin involved in the vision. There were these coins, and they were impossibly thin, almost as if they barely existed. And I got this feeling from them, as if they weren't real, or maybe men hadn't created them, as if maybe the gods did, or maybe some dark magic. And then the hand showed a bathtub, like a big marble bathtub, which I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, I've seen big bathtubs, but they were all wood. I've never seen a marble bathtub, and it seems like a gross expenditure. But anyways, the bathtub was tarnished. It was gross, dirty, and the frost from the winter was on it. Coins had been embedded in the bathtub, like melted to it almost. And then I was looking at the coins, and that's when I kind of thought they seemed strange, like men hadn't made them. And I had this weird feeling like they had existed a long time. And long ago, well, long ago from now, maybe even longer ago from then, there was this magic and greed that brought them into existence. But then, that all seems really bad, right? I mean, the winter and the heroes were destroyed, and there was this ancient evil greed. But then, in the castle, from where the castle was destroyed, there were the heroes that had been utterly obliterated. I was sure they had been destroyed, gone completely. Fen.
Yep. I'm listening.
This could be important.
It's a good story.
Okay.
You missed your calling. You should have been a bard. Except then you wouldn't get the visions.
And the mushrooms.
Seers are kind of like bards.
On topic.
Right, no. Sorry. Then the heroes...
Don't be so rude.
...began to rise. No, she's right.
You mean like zombies?
No, they were alive. Like really alive. I could see them.
Like how?
I don't know.
Like they didn't die?
They didn't die.
Not dying is good.
They had clearly been...
That makes the story even better.
But I felt them die.
But
that's not great.
I saw them be destroyed, but then they rose again, covered with the winter, the frost.
Did you mistake the hero? Are they maybe just like gods?
I think so.
Did they look like us? Maybe that's us in the future. Maybe we're the heroes.
I couldn't tell.
Was I there? Anywhere?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, remind me next time.
Well, I'd be bigger then.
I talk to my guard friend. I'll make sure he's
on
the prowl for large lizards breathing seasons all over the place.
Paint frost.
We need to recruit an acolyte.
So,
okay.
Finish what you were saying.
Right. So, one of the heroes, it was a man, and he seemed so familiar. Not like any of you, I don't think. Maybe. But he I couldn't get his features. He was kind of shadowed. And obviously, he was covered in the soot and the frost from the breath. And he knelt down amid the ruin, and he held one of the coins from the chest. And he held it, and the coin was perfect. I mean, like, it looked as if it was the day it had been created and shined. It was no fire, no ice, no dust, no dirt, no damage.
I believe they call it uncirculated.
Circulated, meaning it hasn't passed hands.
Maybe. I mean, it looked unscathed, as if, I mean, I...
So it went through all that ice and snow, is what you're saying, and it looked fine.
Mm. Yeah, and the castle falling on it.
Oh, yeah.
And what did this guy look like?
I don't know.
Yes, when the dragon breathed.
It kind of looked like
the dragon breathed.
Have you ever been walking in the street
and it destroyed the castle?
Like a person, and there's a lantern right behind them, and so their whole they're kind of shadows,
part of it.
And you maybe can't pick out their features real good.
Called silhouette.
Yeah.
Are you able to?
I've been silhouette.
Not sort of wet. Silhouette.
I think he means silly when he's wet.
I said silly wet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
he was tall. He was a man.
So you're saying this dragon breathed winter all over the place, knowing that the castle would come down upon itself.
I don't think that it knew what happened. To the dragon? It was just massive amount of damage.
I mean, frankly, a creature that large
probably would be unaffected.
It could have been that large or fit inside the castle.
I don't know. The castle's supposed to be really big.
Are you able to?
What did you eat last
night? Meditate.
Water.
You might want to check that bread for mold.
Are you able to meditate on your visions to make them clearer?
No, I'm supposed to learn that. It's coming very slow. The visions are kind of far away, like they were here. So imagine you're standing in a stream, and there's a...
Holy shit, I'm sending you a text.
A bit of, like, leaf in the stream, and... The leaf is coming down the stream, and you peer down and you look at it. You kind of get a good look, and then it goes away down the stream, and then it's gone. That's what the visions feel like. Like they were there, and now they're here, and I look at them, but now they're gone again, and I don't know how to bring them back. My master says it's possible she does it with her visions.
Forgive me for being skeptical, but how come you never envision anything that like useful? Like he said, who's gonna win the rat race?
I don't think that visions work that way.
Here's the thing. Think about it this way. I am not the only seer in the castle, much less in Ravenloft. If every seer could look into the future and see, for example, who's going to win the rat race, or the location of hidden caches, or when the next big rush is going to be for iron rot, what's the point?
What's the point of seeing...
You can make money. That's the point.
What's the point of seeing... dream babble, if you're not going to be able to plan around it.
It's not for...
But if you write it down
merchants.
And you pass it forward...
It's for seers.
As a prophecy.
Think about it this way. In 100 years, maybe more, when this prophecy may come true, people might want to know that.
100 years? Well, if it's 100 years before it comes true, then we'll all likely be dead.
But the books might still be in the library. Oh. And so the seers...
So this is just for you to write it down? We're not supposed to do it? I thought we were talking about something we were going to do something about, like a good juicy rumor.
Have you ever seen the area of the castle that it took place in?
Yeah.
Yeah, the upper halls, yeah.
They're near the royal chambers.
Yeah, they're near the royal chambers. I've walked through a couple times. One time I ripped a book, and my master made me sweep a lot of the upper halls as a punishment with the
house. Why
would you never damage the merchandise?
I dropped it.
Just for the record, I have never, ever had to sweep in the castle. I don't have to
and
sweep.
And it scared me.
And I have had to scrub the deck.
I
sweep the whole of it.
I bet.
You're in the space
that
the vision
there.
Is happening. It might come through.
I can't even hardly breathe in there.
More?
You're strong for that.
I don't know.
When you said you saw the dragon scene and then something about the tub, were they together or was that a separate piece?
Well, I saw the dragon breathe. I saw the heroes be destroyed. And then I sort of went black.
And then you started dreaming about tubs.
In the black.
So.
And coins. You should be interested in this. There's coins.
They're constructing a grand bathtub in the royal chambers right now.
Right now.
That cracks it.
What a gross expenditure.
That means you're going to need marble.
I'm sorry, you're talking about things hundreds of miles or hundreds of years
in the future. I don't know. Who knows?
That's what royals
do. How does this bother me at all?
Do you have marble? They're going to need marble.
Maybe they just want to pay some people that need a job to make a bathtub. I don't know. But they're making one right now.
If the coins exist now,
but the coins are embedded in the marble in your vision, yes?
That's what it means.
I think we need to sneak in.
Hey, if we warn them that somebody's gonna damage the bathtub, you think that'd be worth something?
Steep punishments for sneaking into the royal chambers.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
They put Ben to death.
They would put most of us to death.
No, probably not to death. I'd just probably end up in a mine somewhere.
No, they would
until I died.
You're so unrememberable.
But let's go back to...
I'm memorable.
This vision.
I just
how far in the future do you think it is?
No.
Does it feel like a century so that we can
like
just like forget this and move on?
Okay. This is a difficult concept.
You need to start asking more questions when you're visioning.
I can only ask as much questions as you can. Anyways, this is a difficult concept
like
because it felt soon. It felt like this would come to be soon. That was the feeling I got. But when you're talking about magic. I mean, I'm glancing at a weave of fate. Soon is relative in that instance. I mean, we could be talking about 1,000 years, and it's just soon compared to 5,000 years. I don't know. I think it is important that we do something. It feels important that we do something. It feels important to us. And my master said that happens. You get visions about sometime long, long, long in the future, and you have to go now and do something about it now, and that's why you saw the vision. Because for some reason, something we do today can affect the future, however long in the future that's
maybe
going
we're
to
meant
be.
To put the coins in place.
But all I'm saying is I can affect things in my hands.
Do I need to make some coins?
It's not a dream.
No, you can't make those coins. It's like coins from the gods. They're imbued with magic.
Oh.
She takes out a pair now.
It is kind of true.
You're supposed to make coins.
That which you do today affects tomorrow.
Where are you getting this mystery fruit?
She already told us she wasn't going to tell us.
From my pot.
I ate a pocket apple.
Where else am I?
You don't want it,
to
I'll take it. Oh, wait, you already ate
okay,
it.
Okay, I throw the core at him.
That's rude.
He could save it for tomorrow.
Putting him to sleep was rude.
I thought it's kind of nibble around
what?
The edges.
Putting him to sleep was also rude. That was,
if you have water and you steep it in water, you can get kind of like an apple-y water.
Hey, you want to keep some of the
steep me.
Yeah, mixed with saliva. You put it in some hot water and let it marinate.
It's wonderful. I don't know what all you are talking about.
Would you do that?
Want
piece of my pear? Ate off of it? She's now eating a pear.
Sure.
Put a piece.
Boiling water.
Tell you what, Fenn, inside that core there's some seeds. You plant them in dirt, you'll have a tree in a couple years.
We're not allowed to grow stuff. Or if we do, we owe like 20%.
Which means you get to keep some of it.
That's like 40% of the apples, though.
Anyways, back on this bathtub. I think I could get in there. Or I could at least get some information.
I don't know if I can ask you to do that. I think if I...
Jordan is trying.
Well,
you wouldn't ask me to do it. I would do it.
What
well,
are we
not
trying to
do? To
do
it.
I mean, like I said, I know the stuff we do today affects tomorrow. Me hiding jerky today means I have dinner tomorrow.
Well,
what
guess...
are we going to do to...
So,
about this stuff.
So... Just, you know, because
like
she thinks this is important.
The bed. Here.
My prospects for the rest of the evening are nil. Hang out here on the shore or take the boat out there until it gets too late. I have to come back in and go back and report to the ship. So,
oh, you're
we
totally
could go
right.
Ask around.
You're totally right. We should go commit high crimes.
No.
No, we can't do high crimes.
No high
can't
crimes.
Do
no,
high crimes.
Jokes.
No one here, with my permission, is doing high crimes on my behalf.
Okay.
So, but I
something
just mean
that's not
we
on
could
your behalf. It's
around.
On the people of the future's behalf.
I have to start
in fact, I'll bet you if we went to the Bard at the inn,
I'm not allowed to go to the
Varric Clay. If we go to Varric Clay and tell him this story. He'd probably give us at least a round of drinks. And he might know something, you know.
I
like about a big white dragon that's big enough to breathe a hole in the castle from the inside.
Well, that's
or
I mean,
heroes.
Probably warn
I heard him tell, tell tales about heroes.
Oh, I just had a thought.
Oh boy.
Another one?
Dragons live a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. A dragon that big is probably alive today.
Yes.
Oh,
young.
Sure. Wait.
Right.
So
we're
not
going.
Yeah, we're not going to go invade the princess's
no,
chambers
no.
or whatever, but we're going to go looking for a
but
big white dragon.
Consider, perhaps,
that doesn't sound...
we need to keep this under the table. Because if this dragon exists today, and it hears about us, asking people, telling people, hey, watch out for this big white dragon. You might take offense to that.
Maybe we need to kill it when it's young.
Look, I'm sure dragons go around listening to stories about teenagers all the time. But...
All right, so I think what we need to do first...
I think we need to just stay here on the beach and relax and enjoy our time.
We get a table, we can then put it under...
Not a literal table. I think we need to kill a young dragon.
On the boat, we say under the seedy thing.
Oh, just put it on the boat.
Kill the dragon now, there's no dragon in the future.
I've never even made it.
Who's going to kill a dragon now?
I've heard that... that
him?
I've heard that
I
people
could.
Who aren't... people who aren't experienced run away from dragons.
I honestly think
I would
the
smart,
best idea was going to tell the bard because at least we get a free drink out of it.
I'm saying a round of drinks.
But then everybody's going to know. The bard's going to tell everybody.
But
what's
wrong
with who cares?
Can't we?
You're talking about writing a book for people to read.
Can't we just tell him to not say who told him?
It doesn't matter.
No, if the dragon comes to eat somebody, he'll eat the bard.
What are you eating now?
I'm eating the same pear.
You're shown this so that
I don't want that salty mess.
What else do you have in your pocket?
None of your business.
So that they do what the dragon.
My forge master always says a gentleman doesn't ask, lady never tells.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, we already know he's not a gentleman.
That's why seers are shown things. They that by writing it down in the library so that future seers
are going to read
all this stuff. Make coins.
Like, think of it. This is why this is why I've spent the last 2 years reading random scrawlings from the library because seers in the past have visions like this, and it makes me have to read them.
Well, the liquid.
So don't pass the buck on the next side.
It's supposed to be on one side of the coin. Don't pass the buck on the
next side. Do something about this.
Second half of the mold on it, press it down hard so that it imprints both sides of the coin.
I'm concerned about telling the biggest blabbermouth in the city about possibly sensible.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Tell the story to the bard, or ask around, or be secretive, or what do you want to do, if anything at all?
So,
I don't
know, have some place to melt metal to make coin, right?
Yeah.
And they're building, like, I say something we put to melt stuff in the vault.
Or, I can go learn about that.
Forge in the vault.
I don't want to know anything about that.
What else are making coins in the vault?
Maybe they'd be new coins, like he saw.
I think I should.
That would be a good place to
talk to my master again. I don't know what she's doing.
Hey, we're pretty sure that they're making new coins in the vault.
In the vault?
Yeah.
Like right now?
They're making something down there.
What's the coins got to do with this?
Well, he said he saw, like, unused coins.
Maybe they're making the coins to embed them in the bathroom.
The coins were in the hallway when they got breathed on.
Well, we don't know that. I didn't see them before the breath. I only saw them after in the wreckage.
Well, you saw the one guy, his shadow, whatever, had, like, really
the silhouette, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Silhouette.
The hand, the weird
silhouette.
Hand.
Silhouette.
Right, that's what I meant. In the bathtub and in the chest. And then the silhouette guy had one coin after they rose. So the heroes breathed on, dead. Castle comes down. Blackout, hand, chest, hand, bathtub. Unblackout, ruins of the castle, heroes, silhouette guy, picks up a coin off the ground and looks at it. He looked like real intense.
So,
strangely enough, I think I got that.
Maybe the coins are important?
Very important. Probably the most important thing, especially because bathtub.
Something's on. Yeah, I can hear it.
Coins.
I feel cold air. There's a person to it.
I don't like this one bit.
Did you say the hole in your floor looks a lot like the rug that used to sit down?
I have genuinely fallen one entire leg in that hole. I pulled a muscle on my inner back because I was just walking
when
the rug,
the mat thing is like dark brown slash black.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we have to insulate all the ductwork
before it gets warm.
Grateful.
But not today.
It's a trap.
Now that's we're not worried about leaking heat as much as we're worried about condensation. That's the problem. You're in cold air through it. When it's warm outside, it's kind
of
condensed.
On the
outside of it. I'm going to turn it off, but I'm going to do the drain tomorrow.
Okay.
Good job, Ricky.
Good job, Ricky.
Yay, Ricky.
You are awesome.
We shall sing many praises of you this summer.
Yes, we shall.
Yes, the people. There are people in this room that appreciate it far more than we can ever say.
No more window AC going on one person. One side room is cold. No side room is not.
They got to build more of our additions so we can get the window AC out of the window up there. We got to build the second floor so we can stand on it so we can push the window in because we can't get it in. Can't get the AC out. We're going to have one window AC until they build the, or until we find some way to get it out. I just thought of a way it might be able to get it out.
Not in that window.
No. No windows will need simple air. Although the ductwork does need to be insulated.
Can you tell us how to get that window? In the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why are we, where are we splitting up to?
Okay, I think I'm going to talk to my master and maybe look in the library for anything that could help. Some of us need to go talk to the bard. I think it's a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is his name? Van something?
Yes, he does. Varric.
Varric.
No, that's not right.
No, that doesn't sound right to me either.
Nope.
I lost it. I'll find it once I can.
Wasn't it like a J name?
It was Van something.
Do you have one?
Mm-hmm. Garen Fern. That's definitely how he said it, but we'll go with that. I'm pretty sure it is.
So whatever you said started with V.
It never started.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay,
nice. The 50th anniversary of Jaws.
There could be another person that has a similar relationship to the party.
Can he read for the 50th anniversary?
Does anybody know?
I would assume the bard can.
I found some pretty dumb bards.
And I've known some pretty dumb people in general.
I've said it before. I said it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here.
I say we need to negotiate. Varric
Clay. Varric Clay.
That sounds whatever we tell him, just keep in mind the most important thing is that we negotiate drinks.
Yes.
That's
that'll
not
be your job.
I don't really want drinks.
That'll be your job, Rick.
What?
Why would you want drinks?
Pocket?
Drinks are drinks.
You benefited from that pocket.
I did. Now I'm second guessing myself.
Anyways, I will write down the story.
I don't know what dimension you're pulling
okay,
this
so you're
from.
Doing story stuff. We're getting a drink. I mean, taking the story to the bar to see if he has more information.
Yeah, we're getting a
Vesa
drink.
Is not talking to a contact in the royal chambers.
Nope.
Officially, anyway.
Nope.
I don't have any contact.
Not going to fall in a hole.
Please don't fall in a hole.
You do have a contact. Just don't know if it would be useful or not.
Behold, it suspiciously looks like a floor mat.
We find you. You are...
You've been hit by... You've been
Fen.
Hit by.
Fen. You have an older sibling who is a cleric. In the palace. In the castle.
Oh, she's the one working right. Down in the...
Yeah, that's right. He said he saw her, remember? In the by the vault.
I'll talk to Riard Reeves tomorrow about the ports in the vault.
Tomorrow? I think we're doing this tonight, man. Tomorrow we'll all be working. We got about 2 hours.
Yeah, I ain't gonna remember this tomorrow.
You have to remember this in 5 minutes.
It's only one drink unless you're spending your own money.
Yeah, tomorrow's inventory. So.
That sounds bad. What is it? Is it a disease?
No, it's where they take stock. They count the things they have in the shop.
Oh, counting.
Yeah, she's counting.
Sounds boring.
You check the ledger versus what's on the shelves and make sure that it matches.
Merchants must really hate doing that work.
I would.
Some of them. Enjoy. I think that a merchant would know what was on the shelves.
I mean, it's like the point is,
no,
it sounds like a disease.
Sometimes people like you come in our shop and steal them.
I have never stolen anything in my life.
I'm a
peasant. Take my hand.
You're a peasant!
I'll only get caught.
Okay. I'm a peasant. I know I'm a peasant.
So, should we all meet back here in an hour?
I don't know what my assignment is. I'm not going to the
I
bar.
Would stick with an hour and a half.
You could ask your master about it.
Master is kind of low.
She could grab me a bowl.
Not like slow, but like she moves like a sloth.
Oh boy.
I mean,
I could ask my sister what you're doing down there.
Too healthy for? I need to know the size of the potato bag.
Large.
Large. 2.25 to 3.25 inches in diameter?
Yes.
You remember
yes.
What you said.
It's the length.
Is there a ginormous category?
You should see. You said your sister's a cleric, right? You should see if what she's talking about, if they're gods.
Don't play around.
Everything's bigger.
Can I talk to? Can I talk to my person that I apprentice under?
I know that some gods, when they die, they come back to life, and they can die, but they just come back
disposed.
This is important.
But I don't actually know if that's true. I read that
first name and starts with
LZ.
Let's see if you have any other contacts here. On the list.
I don't on my sheet.
But a lot of the stories.
You have.
They're based on.
Okay.
Real
so
stuff.
You have an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a servant in the castle. You also. Your aunt has a rival who has often tried to be kind to you. And she is a chaplain in the military attached to the castle.
Okay.
So she's basically tried to win you away from your aunt as they have their rivals with each other. And
she's kind of did it because it would be easier to move it for Sherry coming
and
in.
And that's it. Plus your master.
Oh,
hold on a second. You have another aunt, rival. So you have an aunt and two rivals. And the other rival is a
so
noble.
So I have an aunt with two rivals?
Correct. And she and the other aunt, this rival is a noble and so has some status.
Are you trying to win me away from my aunt too?
Not so much, but...
No, she just wants you dead.
tries to drop heavy
but she knows you, and if there was some way that helping you would frustrate your aunt, she probably would do that.
I don't actually know that I even have a master. I just kind of wish she'd do that. Because it's not a my
name. Okay. Anybody else that I forgot? What, Tommy, what's your character's first name?
Jarn.
Jarn. Okay, so Jarn.
Jarn, I think.
Yeah. So Jarn.
Okay. Don't even know those spells.
Jarn does not have any contacts.
Not surprising.
Do I have any other contacts that would be meaningful? I
Jarn, you can just come
Tibba. So Tibba has an estranged cousin.
I'm gonna go talk to the bar.
Probably not useful. and another estranged cousin who's a servant in the castle.
Are you estranged? You're in the same place.
And another estranged cousin, who is a guard. You have three estranged cousins.
People are estranged.
Four estranged, because Zilla Fern is also an estranged cousin. So you have four estranged cousins. That's your only context. Apparently, your relationships are breaking down. Could be because of your visions.
Yeah. So hoity-toity.
Kind of a we don't talk about Bruno kind of situation.
Right?
Yeah.
Varric Moss, the guard, is easily distracted, you know. Lisa Frost, your estranged cousin, is a stable hand. Works in the stables.
Yeah, the stable.
Aldred Moss, your estranged cousin, works as a servant in the temple.
Are these mine?
Yeah. Oh, and Zilla Fern is the chaplain. So okay. These are all not particularly useful individuals.
Yeah.
Although you might get away with something under Varric Moss's nose, because he's easily distracted, and you know that. Okay?
So is his cousin chaplain the same as the...
No.
Oh.
Elsie's aunt's rival is Hilda Crow, and Tibba's estranged cousin is Zilla Fern.
Chaplains. Zilla Fern is the...
Chaplain.
You switch your chairs a little bit. What is squat? Like, you sit here and I sit here? And
so I have a chaplain, a guard, a castle servant, and what else?
Stable hand. Just on a side note, by the way, the other interesting thing about Varric Clay was that he did once help the party escape from a very dangerous situation.
Varric Clay the Bard?
Yep. So, you really wouldn't like to see him get eaten by a dragon.
Very dangerous situation, like we were going to get punished, or very dangerous situation, like we were going to die?
Oh, I just found a friend for Farn. Farn has a childhood friend.
Oh, that's Sergio.
Who's Farn? Or Tharn.
Tharn is
Sherry's
character.
Yep.
Tharn.
Who's Tharn?
Sherry.
You're Tharn. Jarn. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. So Jarn has a childhood friend. It is Cedric Vane, who is a noble.
You have a noble friend?
I'm kind of a big deal.
No, he's a big deal. You just knew him when you were a kid.
He understood from the beginning. Me and Miss Judy.
Eventually, his mother said, you're just going to have to part ways with that idiot.
Rude. Fair.
We're still friends.
Okay.
Oh, he broke out the puffercorn.
All right. So, fast forwarding a little bit. We'll go around for results. So, some other ideas may come to you, but I'm just going to kind of fill it in. So, starting with Vessa. So, yes, there is a tub being constructed in the royal chambers. And not only that, but for the erasure of half of her debt, she will get you in so you can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she marks off half her debt, and then she gets you in. And sure enough, it looks like a tub that's under construction. It does not have the top edge, as was described in the vision. That's not there yet. But what it looks like is it's going to be a block with like a layer of marble like this over the whole thing is the point. You're not sure if it matches what she saw in the vision or not, but it's... Seems kind of somewhere. Yep. Okay. And then she has to escort you out pretty quickly because I heard somebody coming. Okay. And she does say, "Pleasure doing business with you." Rumor will circulate throughout the palace that Vessa has a tub fetish. She likes to see tubs.
Pass this down to Dan, please.
Sorry. Thank you.
Maybe we can go out sometime and watch some tapes.
So those of you who go to the tavern, it's fairly fruitful. Varric is grateful to receive the story of the vision, as thus embellished by two not very bright individuals. And I don't know, are you bright?
Yeah, 15 intelligence.
Yes, okay, and one very bright individual.
So Tibbet will have written down the story, if possible. So I have to get some paper, right?
Paper, pen, ink.
So could I have,
does anybody have paper, pen, and ink?
I have quill and ink.
I know the story.
They're meeting back here in an hour, so we don't have time to go get
that. I am able to relay the finer details of the story.
Surely.
As much so as it'll get us dressed.
I'll try my best to support him in the storytelling and I get drinks.
I also shush him a lot, and I negotiate for a round of
drinks. I support him too. Whenever you shush him, I talk. Whenever I shush me, he talks. It's a rather trio. It's a bizarre trio of storytelling with you being the only person actually capable of conveying the facts.
I got a whole bunch of shush over here for you.
By the time you're done, there's definitely some diphtheria and mushrooms in the story.
This is why we get bring down by white dragons.
And he is happy to buy you all a round of drinks and also fill you in some information, and he definitely will include the diphtheria and mushrooms in the end telling of the tale. All right. And from the bar, you learn a couple of things. So the described dragon in the vision would have to be truly ancient to be so large and to be able to breathe out, knock down a castle wall, that kind of thing. It would not be any normal dragon. Also, rumor has it, and well-founded rumor, that silver coins are being constructed of a similar nature to that which was described in the vault of the castle beginning yesterday or the day before, whenever the full equipment was erected, and that one of the premier smiths in town and an assortment of support crew have been moved there to construct them near the castle, near the vault, because better than bring the silver up into town, for example, to do it and then transport it back down. But the idea is to make some form of magical currency or some form of truly exquisite currency.
For what purpose?
Unknown. No one knows. In fact, the whole thing has been kept rather hush-hush. In fact, he knows of a couple of servants who were accused of inquiring a little too poignantly about the what was going on, and one of them was given 12 lashes and the other is still in the stocks. So it's definitely not meant to be open knowledge. But he does buy you a round of drinks, ale, mead, or wine, your choice. And he tells you that the song won't hit. That's for the story and the song. Neither one will be ready to perform for days at least.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.